Have you ever swept something under the rug? I know as a kid, if my mom asked me to clean my room, I may have shoved some things under my bed and in my closet and in my dresser drawers. I had hot pink shag carpet. I know, it was awesome. So I couldn't really sweep stuff under a rug, but I did whatever I had to do to hide my mess. We do that as kids. My girls do it. And if we're all honest, even as adults, we still do it. Out of sight, out of mind, right? No. We know that's not true. The mess is still very much there. We put off doing today what we need to do or should do. In doing so, we actually create more work for ourselves later, but still we sweep things under the rug, do things halfway, ignore issues, look the other way. We procrastinate. And not only with things around the house, we like to sweep other things under the rug, don't we? Past hurts, choices, and even responsibilities we want to avoid, get buried deep, pushed down, or packed away in our clutter piles. However you want to say it, we simply don't want to deal with it. The problem is kind of like my catch-all basket on my counter. The more I pile in there to do later, the bigger my pile is. I have a problem. If there was a pill for procrastination, I would take it tomorrow. The struggle is very real. The truth is, until we deal with some things like hurt feelings, anger, brokenness, responsibilities, and even callings and opportunities that we have neglected as a result of fear and self-doubt, we will not have peace and joy in our life. Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Hebrews was written to a group of persecuted first century Christians that wanted to give up. But here the writer is encouraging accountability through community, saying, encourage each other while you still can. Don't put off till tomorrow, taking this moment to shine light on each other's stubbornness, sin, and lack of faith. If you wait, you'll grow calloused and blind to the truth you're turning your back on. The more we sweep things under the rug, the easier it gets. But remember, out of sight is not out of mind or heart. So while it's still called today, I want to encourage you and challenge you to lift that rug up and deal with what you may have swept under there. Are there past scars and pain that need healing? Find freedom and talk to a trusted friend, pastor, or counselor. Have you made choices that hurt others? Own your actions. Do the work of moving toward reconciliation by dropping your pride and asking for forgiveness. Do you have hidden bitterness and unforgiveness? Expose that mess and set yourself free by forgiving and trusting God with any hurts you're hiding. Is God calling you into a new direction? It takes discipline and steps of obedience to move in faith and walk on water. Don't delay God's plan and purpose for your life. To move forward today, we must bring into light what we hid yesterday. That's the truth. Look under the rug. Whatever is under there, don't put it off. Trust God with it while it's still called today. I'm Lori Klein.